Last week, I was on retreat in Maggie Valley with many of the other priests of the Diocese of Charlotte. And as I was driving back on Friday, I noticed that we have more than a few vineyards here in North Carolina. In fact, we have at least two vineyards in Union County. Now, when I was a little kid, my grandparents would take me everywhere. It was one of the great privileges of being the firstborn grandchild. And even though I'm recording this, I have every confidence that neither my sister nor cousins will listen to this, and so I will say it's the privilege of being the favorite grandchild. We went to strawberry patches and fire stations and apple orchard and even a few vineyards. Of course, this was in the days when I thought that the best possible use of grapes was to make grape jelly to go on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It turns out you can make other stuff out of grapes, like grape juice, and grape juice that's had some time to grow up. Grape juice can graduate. Vineyards are fascinating places. Even when I was a little kid, the rows upon rows of grapevines, the carefully tended soil, the precisely placed fences and hedges, and the anticipation that these vines would produce abundant fruit absolutely amazed me. Vineyards are special places. It's a place where you go with your grandparents. It's a place where you go to get grape jelly. It's a place where seeds, soil, and sunshine combine in small, sweet fruit. Vineyards are special places, and that's why Jesus calls us a vineyard. The vineyard is the place where the workers spend the day with the master. The vineyard is the place where the children work next to the father. The vineyard is the place where the seeds are planted, the vines are protected and nourished, the laborers attend carefully to the precious fruit, and the vineyard is the place where the harvest is prepared. Vineyards are special places. And that's why Jesus calls us a vineyard. Now, during my adventures in the vineyard with my grandparents, I had to constantly be reminded to stay close by. You see, I was 4 years old and mobile. And that posed a challenge to my grandparents. My grandfather, seeing that my will to explore was far greater than my will to obey, simply told me, stay close to the fence and don't go out of the gate. He knew that I would be safe as long as I stayed in the vineyard. I could have all of the excitement I wanted as long as I stayed in the vineyard. Because vineyards are special places. And that's why Jesus calls us a vineyard. Now we are here in the vineyard this morning. When the church gathers for worship, this special place is the vineyard of the Lord. And although some of you are already grandparents and you came here on your own, it is our grandparents in the faith, the apostles, the martyrs, and the saints of every time and place who bring us to this vineyard. Now we have a gate to the vineyard. We call it the sign of the cross. We were marked with the cross at our baptism. We mark ourselves with the sign of the cross at the beginning of every Mass. We have fences and hedges too. And it's not the walls of the church or the language that we speak or the culture that we have. The words of the apostle form the hedges and the fences for the vineyard of this hour. I say to you with the Apostle Paul, the Lord be with you, and you respond, and with your spirit, and with those simple and sacred words, the body of Christ is gathered for worship. From the moment of that first greeting after the sign of the cross, we are gathered as a body. We are the vineyard where the Lord will work. He will till the soil and remove the stones that prevent our growth, and we call that the penitential rite. We confess that we are sinners, and God announces His mercy. He wants us to be healthy and holy and fruitful. Jesus wants to prepare us for something. We are tended and nourished and pruned a little so that the fruit of our lives can become part of the wine of the kingdom of God. We pour forth our praise for the sunshine of God's merciful care as we join in the song of the angels and say glory to God in the highest. And we join our prayers into one prayer with the invitation, let us pray. You see, vineyards are special places. We are the precious vineyard of the Lord. Amen.